faster to what I have to say. Go ahead.
Have we gone through it?
Experiences that we've had with Rav Shneimans itself. One should take note that for the last number of years, Rav Shneimans davened in his house. And when we had the B'nai Brak Shabbaton, so it was a known thing that at 12:30 on Shabbos afternoon, his house would be wide open, and anybody and everybody was invited to come and daven with him. Which, when you think about it, I think this is a true observation. When we think about the Havdal Elf, Alpha Havdalah, celebrities in other worlds, so generally speaking, they're cut off from the world, unless you have a special reason or a special VIP, you don't. They're not accessible to you. But here we were able to reach the Gadol Hador. And honestly, anybody and everybody, you knocked on the door at 12:30, 12:25 on Shabbos afternoon, come on in. And it wasn't just, first of all, and then, we didn't have to say that we were coming. Afterwards, when he saw us, we just walked over and he would sit in the front right, we would think call his living room, but essentially it was where he learned with many people. He had a back room where many meetings took place, but this is where he learned with many people. And he would take a Shabbos, he'd actually give everybody a hand. He would literally shake, this was in his late 90s, he would shake everybody's hand and take a Shabbos, and then we would ask him, can you say a few words? So I'm not sure if I recall everything that he said to us in those days, but he received us warmly and graciously, no question about it. And actually, I discussed it 2 years ago. I went to Daven Vasikin there. He also Daven Vasikin every morning, had a minyan in his house. And as he got older, he actually had, there was a front minyan and a back minyan. Front minyan was basically family, and the minyan and mitzumtum. But anybody and everybody who came Vasikin to his house was invited to Daven in the other room, which is no problem. And then, after Davening, you were allowed, one by one, you walked into his more private room, the inner room, and you said Shalom Aleichem, you got a quick bracha, which, when you think about it, is mind-boggling. I also have a video, just to say a few more words of chizuk, a video of my son 3 years ago when he was in sixth grade. Him and his entire shiur spent 25 minutes in his room with a shaman asking questions on the Gemara. And I think the chizuk is that we have to understand who our gedolim are and what they live for, and their whole essence is for Klal Yisrael. When we think about his avas haTorah and his love for Torah, so we can certainly understand that certainly he'd prefer in general sitting and learning. That was his love. So why would he open his house to the Jewish people, to anybody and everybody? Why would he open his house and spend a half hour of his precious time testing young boys on their Gemara? What's the pshat? So I think the lesson and the chizuk we learn is that the avodah of every Jew, the avodah of a Yid, is really to bring kavod shemayim, to bring honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu means not necessarily learning exactly what you want at a certain moment, but rather to give your time and give your knowledge and give your understanding of life to the Jewish people as a whole, then that's the avodah. It reminds me of a story that I heard last week about the Chazon Ish, that he had a Talmud, Moshe Yeshua Landau, who lived in Yerushalayim, and he was a very close Talmud of the Chazon Ish, and he used to go every so often from Yerushalayim and travel all the way to Bnei Brak, and of course he preferred to ask him all of his questions and talk to him in his own learning, but he also took time to take questions and questions in halacha, questions in everything, to the Chazon Ish as well, from other people. So he once asked the Chazon Ish, perhaps I shouldn't be the messenger of these questions. I shouldn't do people like this one wants a bracha for this, and this one wants advice about this. Why should I waste my precious time with you and use it towards to help other people? And the Chazon Ish told him, When it comes to Torah and Chesed, a person becomes a Baal Chesed, his Torah becomes elevated and improved. And this is something that the Chazon Ish believed, that when a person is, his whole general personality is related towards giving to other people and being a Baal Chesed, so his Torah becomes elevated. And that certainly was seen by Rav Shneiman gave of his time to all of Klal Yisrael. He was a manhig for everybody and anybody who wanted his advice and his chizuk. Just another thing that comes to mind is that if anybody doesn't would think for a second that he didn't understand our generation, I would like to add another anecdote. I have a bayman, another yeshiva, and this particular yeshiva is very similar to Shraga. More or less similar to Torah Shraga, and they had a smartphone issue. I don't know if Torah Shraga has a smartphone problem, but this particular yeshiva had a smartphone problem, that the smartphone was distracting the students. So they wanted to make a rule that they wanted to outlaw smartphones in the yeshiva. So the entire faculty went and met with Rav Shneiman. This was back a few years ago. And actually, one of my friends who holds himself to be a very intelligent individual, I don't want to say he was skeptical to see if Rav Shneiman understood the realities of our generation, but he came away blown away. And basically what transpired was that they told Rav Shneiman, yes, we want to outlaw smartphones. And Rav Shneiman turned to him and said, do you want to have a yeshiva? Which I think is a clear indication that he really understood. He was mulling. he was 104 years old. Really, the essence is, and Ruchem can ask the Shita, it's the same way. His house is open, you can go in, and we should be zochet to follow in the waves and get chizuk from Shneiman. And just to understand, I believe I mentioned it's a big school, so one of the things that was requested in the Tzavon, in the last Will and Testament, is a person should learn a parak of the day of Mishnayas and his merits. And we should be zochet that, I guess, in Mokha Hashem be lost, Mokha Hashem be lost, and we should see the Gula Shneiman here, man. Hey, Shabbat.